ஓ நமஹ. அப்ரமம் பங்கரஹிதம் அதிடம் விம்லம் சதா ஆனந்ததீத்தமத்லம் பஜேதாபத்ரயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்ஷண விசக்ஷண ஜெயதீர்த்தாகத்தர் நிர்பாசதாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பிதகல்போயம் பிரத்யத்யுதகேசரி வியாசதீர்த்தகுரு பூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாத்த சித்தையே தபோ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாஜிராஜகுருன் வந்தே கிரீபதாஷயான் புஜ்ஜய ராகவேந்திராய சத்யதர்மரதாய ச பசதாம் கல்பருக்ஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதித்வாந்திரவையே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீபரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீராகவேந்து குருவே நமோத்தியாளவே ஆபாதமொழிபரியந்தம் குருநாமாக்தி ஸ்மரே தின விக்னா பிரஷ்யந்தி சித்தியஞ்ச மனோரதாக ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. வி ஹவ் டன் பர்த்தா ஃபார் தட் வேர்ட் கனடா விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம சிந்தனை டுடே வில் டு த இங்கிலீஷ் வெர்ஷன். அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேத வியாசோ பகவான் ரிஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்நாராயணோ தேவத ஸ்ரீ லக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத் சித்தித்தே ஜபே விநியோக. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவ்ய பவத் பிரபு பூதகிருத் பூதபுருத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவ்யபுருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்னோக்ஷரயேவச யோகோ யோகவிதாம் நேதா பிரதானபுருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்ஹோ ஸ்ரீமான் கேசவபுருஷோத்தம சர்வசர்வசிவஸ்தானுர்பூதாதிர்நிதிரவேஹ சம்பவோ பாவனோ பர்த்தா பிரபோ பிரபுரீஸ்வர. இன் திஸ் வர்ஸ் பர்த்தா, தட் வேர்ட் பர்த்தா, ஆஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆல் நோ பாப்புலர் மீனிங் இஸ் தே லைக் ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆர் சம்திங். ஸோ basically a husband, he supports, that's why he's called bharta. Basically the word bharta came from the dhatu bhrum, which is actually dubhrum. They say dubhrum, du is like a supporter, like a holder, so it's a dubhrum they say, but actually the du is dropped when it takes the verbal variations, so it is bhrum dubhrum dharana poshanayoho. So it is used for dharana and also for poshana. Dharana means supporting or holding or carrying or giving a kind of a hold, support. And poshana is like nourishment. So how the Lord, he does the dharana and poshana, by looking at that, like, you know, we can come up with several meanings, like, you know, for example, dharana. So he is a support giver for the entire universe. Every object in the universe, everything in the universe, it gets its support from Lord Narayana. So he is called Sarvadharaka. So this Brahmanda, this whole Brahmanda is like, you know, like it can be compared like, you know, a spear. Or they call anda means like an egg. So Brahmanda, so even not only the earth, but the entire Brahmanda is like a round thing or like an egg-shaped thing, almost like a round thing. So this entire Brahmanda cannot just stay there without any support. But of course we see like the planetary systems, they are like, you know, floating in the air type of thing. They're holding, you know, they're in there. But they still get the support, though you don't see a physical object underneath every planet. You know that there is a what you call gravitational force, Gurutvakarshana Shakti, you can say that Gurutvakarshana Shakti, the gravitational force is holding. So the gravitational force can be like, you know, Sankarshana, Sesha, gravity, they are like kind of a, have a similar meaning. So in the Sesha form, the Sesha is holding up this Brahmanda we hear, and that Sesha seeks his support from Vayukurma, and that Vayukurma is taking the support of the tail of the Vishnukurma. So Vishnukurma is the all supporter, the one that gives the support to everything, and that's why his Paramatma is called Sarva Adharaka. One who is support for everything is Sarva Adharaka. So here the Brahmanda is getting support from him. So this is bibharti dharayati sarvam iti bharta. We saw dubhrung, brung dharana poshanayo. Dharana is supporting. Bibharti, brung becomes bibharti. And the meaning of the word is dharayati. Dharayati supports what? Supports everything. Sarvam. Sarvam is implied. Sarvam is not there in bharta. Bharta, he is a support giver for every object in the universe and the universe itself, everything is getting support from the Lord Hari. How, in what way, what form the Lord Hari is supporting is further explained in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It comes there. Acharya in the Bhashya says, Bibharti Andam. Andam is Brahmandam. Bibharti Harihi Kurmaha Tu Andecha Api Udakam Mahat. Here, Lord in the form of Kurma is giving support for the entire universe. Universe means actually everything. Everything that we see and everything that we cannot see. Everything comes under one Brahmanda. It is getting its support from Lord Hari, who in the form of Kurma is giving support. Why take the form of Kurma? This whole thing is in Andodaka. Andodaka is kind of a cosmic fluid. It's not like ordinary water, but it's cosmic fluid basically. That means everything that we see on earth are gross fluids. But outside the earth atmosphere, outside everything, there is like a cosmic fluid, which is, you can be assuming, it almost looks like space, because it is more subtle, lot more subtle than any of the waters. So that is why in the Udaka water, tortoise form is the best suited. Of course, Lord can be in any form for him, like when he takes Hayagriva form or whatever form he takes, for him it's not a problem. But just to show that, he will do everything even though he can have, or doesn't have any rules, he can abide or he can go by the rules which himself has made. So as the Kurma is most suited in waters, in the cosmic fluid, he takes the form of a Kurma, they call Vishnu Kurma, and as Vishnu Kurma, he is supporting the entire universe directly also, and also through Vayu Kurma, and Vayu Kurma is giving support to Sesha. So Vishnu Kurma gives support to Vayu Kurma, Vayu Kurma gives support to Sesha or Ananta, and Sesha is giving support to the entire Brahmanda. So he is one of the ways he is holding. So Brahmanda is what is the Lord is holding in the form of Kurma. So that is why Bibharti Andam Harihi Kurmastu Andecha Api Udakam Mahat. So this one from Vaibhava, Acharya quotes this in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Bhashya. For the third adhyaya, second khanda, third segment, Acharya gives vyakhyana like that. So, Bibharti Andam Harihi Kurmaha Tu Andecha Api Udakam Mahat. So, that is why he is taking the Kurma form, just to comply himself, the rules that he has made. A Kurma is the best one in Andodaka. So this Andodaka is not like ordinary waters. In this Layodaka, Andodaka, he takes the form of Vishnu Kurma and giving support to that. And in the same place, in the third khanda of the first adhyaya of Brahma Sutras, there Acharya explains from Skanda Purana, he quotes, Prithivyadi Prakrutyantam Bhutam Bhavyam Bhavachayat Vishnureko Bibharti Idam Na Anyat Tasmat Shamo Dhrutav. From Skanda Purana, Acharya quotes in the first adhyaya, third pada, 10th sutra, he explains that Prithivyadi Prakrutyantam Bhutam Bhavyam Bhavachayat. So Bhavat Cha Yat Bhavachayat. Vishnu Eko Bibharti Idam Na Anyat Tasmat Shamo Dhrutav. So no one else is capable of holding this Brahmanda. So the Lord is holding this whole Brahmanda, which is starting from Prithivi Tattva to Prakruti Antam, the end of the Prakruti, which you can say Avyakruta Akasha. So everything. So the five Bhuta, Panchabhutas, which are there in created Prakruti, and the Sukshma Rupas of that, which are there in Mula Prakruti, all that is being supported or seeking its support from Paramatma. So he is holding them all up. And then it is also mentioned Taittiriya Aranyaka, Bhartasan ಬ್ರಿಯಮಾನು ಬಿಭರ್ತಿ ಏಕೋ ದೇವೋ ಬಹುಧಾ ಸನ್ನಿವಿಷ್ಟ ಯದಾ ಭಾರಂ ತಂದ್ರಯತೆ ಸ ಭರ್ತುಂ ಪರಾಸ್ಯ ಭಾರಂ ಪುನರ್ ಅಸ್ತಮೇತಿ. ಸೊ ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಟು ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ಹೌ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಎನಿಬಡೀಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ಫಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಭರ್ತಾಸನ್ ಬ್ರಿಯಮಾನೋ ಬಿಭರ್ತಿ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಭರ್ತ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಗಿವರ್, ಹೀ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೀಕ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್. ಭರ್ತಾಸನ್ ಬೈ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಭರ್ತ, ಬ್ರಿಯಮಾನ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಬಿಭರ್ತಿ ಧರತಿ, ಏಕೋ ದೇವ ಬಹುಧಾ ಸನ್ನಿವಿಷ್ಟ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್. ಏಕ ಏಕ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ, ಏಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್, ಒನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಒನ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಏಕ. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಏಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಏಕ, ಸೊ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಒನ್. ದೇವ ದಿವು ಕ್ರೀಡಾಯ ಬಹುಧಾ ಸನ್ನಿವಿಷ್ಟ ಇನ್ ಮೆನಿ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ನಿವಿಷ್ಟ, ನಿವೇಶನ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರವೇಶನ. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ವೇ. ಸೊ ಬಹುಧಾ ಸನ್ನಿವಿಷ್ಟ ಯದಾ ಭಾರಂ ತಂದ್ರಯತೆ, ಸೊ ಯದಾ ಭಾರಂ ತಂದ್ರಯತೆ, ಸೊ ತಂದ್ರ ಯು ಮೈಟ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ತಂದ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ನೋ ಟೈರ್ಡ್ನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಫಾರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೇ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ರಿಯಲ್ ತಂದ್ರ ಟೈರ್ಡ್ನೆಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಹೀ ಫೀಲ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ನೋ ಓಕೆ ನೌ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಅಪ್ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಟೈರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಫಾಲೋಸ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್, ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಡನ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಮೀನ್ ದ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಯದಾ ಭಾರಂ ತಂದ್ರಯತೆ ಸ ಭರ್ತುಂ ಪರಾಸ್ಯ ಭಾರಂ ಪುನರಸ್ತಮೇತಿ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್, ಹೀ ವಿ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಟು ದಟ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ನೋಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್, ದ ಎನಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಡೆಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್, ಲೈಕ್ ನೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಲಯ ಪ್ರಾಸೆಸ್. ಫಾರ್ ಜಡ ಪದಾರ್ಥಾಸ್ ದ ಲಯ ಪ್ರಾಸೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟಿಗ್ರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೂಲಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಲಯ ಪ್ರಾಸೆಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಡಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಅವೇ ದ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡೂ ದ ಲಯ. ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಸೇಮ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೆಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ ಅನದರ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಅಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ a particular object or model and simultaneously he can create it and immediately destroy it. But the Lord is supporting everything and during the support he cannot destroy. So what does the Lord do? When something is ready for destruction, first thing the Lord does, he withholds or withdraws or takes away the support that he is giving in one form. So the support giving form, bharta form, the Lord withdraws and as samharakarta, you know, like no rudra antargata rudra roopa or sankarshana roopa, whatever you call this, astamana means destruction. He in another form he does. So one form he withdraws the support, now the thing is without the support, and in another form he destroys that. So parallelly he does that. So this is what is implied by that expression bharta. That means whenever he wants to give a pass to the support, he gives the pass to the support and then destroys the object. That's what he says. So parasya bharam punar astameti. Punaha astameti. Astama means setting out or like a sunset, like no set. So he withdraws the support and then destroys it. So this is what the Lord does. So that is explained by the word, one word bharta. It explains all that. And saya nirupya pratyuhyatya kramat. So in Brihadaranyakaupanishad, that's also mentioned. Another thing that it mentioned is he is vyakta vyakta form. That means the Lord, he is in this prapancha, as we saw, mula prakruti is in avyakta form. Mula prakruti we do not see, nobody sees the mula prakruti. Paramatma, what he does is, he converts the Moola Prakruti into Sthula Prakruti. So this Moola Prakruti and Sthula Prakruti are, Moola Prakruti is avyakta form of the universe, nature, and the current to sthula prakriti, the gross creation, it is the vyakta form, manifested form. So both manifested, unmanifested forms or parts or things of the universe, which are called like the avyakta and vyakta. The avyakta corresponds to mula prakriti, vyakta corresponds to sthula prakriti. All this needs support from Paramatma. Nothing is independent. Paramatma alone is independent. That's what we notice, like dravyam karma cha kalascha swabhavo jivaye vacha yad anugrata santi nasanti adupekshaya. There also same thing. So that support he withdraws, then destroys it. That's what he is saying. And then in Brahmatarka Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Bhashya Acharya explains it. Tad apeksham vina eva asau nirgatya purushottamah vahatyeva anasham sarvam nirudham tena tajagat pratipratisthitaihi rupaihi yasmat dhatte harissada ataha pratyuhyate tena vyakta vyakta midam jagat. This vyakta and avyakta form of the universe the Lord supports, and whenever he wants it, he wills it, he will withdraw the support and makes it go through the destruction process. That's what he does. So this is what that bhakta, the support giver, has all this. And then the next meaning is poshak, I mean, to broader category. Within that, so many types we can think of. And the broader category now is poshana, dharana and poshana. All we saw so far is dharana forms. The poshaka forms is nourishment forms. Dva suparna saija sakhaya, that we saw, you know, little while ago, I mean a few days ago. So these two kinds of birds that are there in this body named the vruksha, named body, or the body named vruksha, and one bird is getting all the food, enjoying the karmas or whatever, is seem to enjoy the karmas, but still is so restless, so incomplete. Whereas Paramatma doesn't consume anything. He takes the sukshma form only. None of the sthula forms he consumes. Even the sukshma form he takes, not because he needs it, but that is how he blesses everybody. So this kind of sthula and sukshma forms are supported by Paramatma. So that's why he says, Bibharti poshayati sarvam iti bhatta dubhrung dharana poshana yoho. The poshana, the nourishment, also given by the Paramatma. He gives the nourishment to everything and makes sure that they exist. And whenever he wills that they should be destroyed, that's when he destroys them. This is what explained there. And then, so this, he says, Sambhruta matta eva yete, yete itaha sambhruta iti, swa swami bhavo dhruva yesha yatra tarhi achite asau, swamitvam tu harehe eva mukhyam anyatra bhutyata. So another thing that is a poshana is stula deha poshana. Deha poshana is there. And then the poshana, what about for devatas? They don't take the stula food. In Saptana Brahmana, it is explained in Shruti, the kind of food that the devatas take is different one. So different ways that things in the universe are supported. Devatas are supported in another way. Manavas are supported in another way. So the way that poshana is done is as per the yogyata of the jivas, the poshana is done. Even the uttama devatas, they need a poshana from Paramatma. The poshana comes from a different kind of things. So, but all this happens only from Paramatma. He pervades the poshaka padarthas and gives poshana to all of them. There's another call that was coming. So now this, so the sarvadharaka sarvaposhaka, the bharta is support giver and the support seeker is called bhutya. We heard the word like bharta, bhutya, like, you know, preraka, prerya, dharaka, dharya, poshaka, poshya, like that bharta and bhutya. Dasa, isha, isha, paramatma, dasa, sarvi, bhutya, we are all bhutyas, paramatma is a bharta. So opposite of bharta is bhutya. One who is supported is called bhutya. One who gives support is called bharta. So he is bharta and we are all bhutya. So this bharta bhrutya bhavana is also we have to remember when we ever think of this bharta. So that's why Mahidasaru Paramatma, he gives the sandesha that he gives the poshana for everything. And he is called, the Lord is called Mahidasa because many Mahatma, Mahadevatas are his dasas. Mahitaha, Devaha, Dasaha, Yasya, Saha Mahidasa. So one for whom all the great gods are also dasas, that's why Paramatma is called Mahidasa. That means he is the support giver for not only all the humans, but also all devatas. So we also hear that Paramatma supports everything by holding them in his stomach. But here we are saying he's supporting them on the back in the form of a kurma. So how is the Lord supporting everything? He is supporting them by keeping them all in his stomach, or he is supporting them from outside in the form of a kurma. Which one, like, you know, both of them, how can they happen at the same time? So that, yes, both can happen at the same time because they're different forms. In one form, he is supporting by putting everything in his stomach, Purusha form. But in another form, Kurma form is a different form. He gives support for everything. So both can happen at the same time. And in this case also, we have to think of only the Achintya Adbhuta Shakti of the Paramatma. He supports from inside and outside, we say. That's how he supports from inside because, in the form of Purusha, he puts everything inside him. And in the form of the Kurma, he supports the whole universe is a different form. So in two different forms, the Lord gives support for this entire universe, Purusha form and the Kurma form. In both the forms, the Lord can be called a Bharta, a support giver. So that is applicable for both the forms. All that the word means is one who gives the support. So that is some of the meanings for the word bharta. So I'll pass it here. If any questions are there, I will answer the questions and then conclude the session. Hare Srinivasa.